Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The story of three trees, discovering God's purpose through surrender. I found some old 5 1/4 inch floppy disk from the late 80s and went through an arduous task of finding a way to read them. In them, I found a story from an unknown author that spoke to me deeply. There's a powerful story, simple in its telling, but profound in its meaning, about three trees who each had dreams of greatness. Their hopes were noble, their visions grand, but none of them imagined how God would actually fulfill those dreams. The first tree dreamed of becoming a magnificent palace, strong and majestic, fit to house a great king. When the woodcutters came to chop him down, he protested, "No, I have a dream. I'm destined to be a castle for royalty, a sanctuary for a king." But they cut him down anyway. To his dismay, he wasn't shaped into a palace, but into a feeding trough, an animal manger in a dusty stable. It seemed like the end of his dream. Years passed, and one quiet night in that very stable, a baby was born. He was wrapped in clothes and laid in the trough, the King of Kings. The tree finally fulfilled its dream, but not in the way it expected. It did house a king, just not the way it had imagined. The second tree dreamed of becoming a mighty sailing vessel, one that would carry explorers, kings, and warriors across vast oceans. He envisioned himself bearing greatness upon his deck. But he, too, was cut down before he believed he was ready. "Not yet," he cried. "I'm too small, too young. I have a purpose. I am to be great." But the craftsman ignored his plea and fashioned him into a small fishing boat. And for years he bobbed along the shoreline, seemingly insignificant. Then one day a man climbed aboard. The crowds pressed in, so the man stood at the stern and taught the multitudes from the boat. That man was Jesus. The tree did carry greatness, but not across oceans, but across hearts. It bore the Messiah as he spoke life to the people. The third tree dreamed of being the tallest tree in the forest, soaring high, admired by all. "I will be remembered forever," he boasted. "People will come from every land just to gaze at me." But this tree, too, was cut down. He wasn't shaped into anything grand. He was left on the ground for years, forgotten, weathered, broken. Eventually, his beams were formed into a crude cross, and upon that cross, the Savior of the world was crucified. The tree became a symbol of salvation, of sacrifice, of eternal remembrance. Far beyond what he had hoped, he would be remembered not for his height, but for the one who hung upon him. So let's talk about the lesson of the trees. Each of these trees had a dream, something noble, something big, but God's plans are not always revealed the way we expect. His dreams for us are far deeper, richer, and more impactful than our own. What feels like a setback or an early ending is often the beginning of something far greater. You know, we are much like those trees. We make our plans, we set our goals, we dream of impact, influence, success. But often when God moves us from our expected path, we resist. We cry, "Not yet, and not this way." We think we know how our story should unfold. But only the Creator sees the full picture. Only He knows how to turn our trials into testimony, our disappointments into divine appointments. Proverbs 19:21 reminds us, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is God's purpose that prevails." We live in a world that celebrates control, our goals, visions, our hustle. But God calls us to something different, surrender. He invites us to lay down our dreams and trust His process, to believe that when we give up control, we gain something eternal, His will. Surrender is the path to true destiny. Today, you may feel like your dream has been delayed or, worse, destroyed. You may look at your current season and wonder, oh my God, what happened? This is not what I planned. But God's ways are higher than ours. He tells us that in Isaiah 55:8. What looks like a trough, a fishing boat, or a cross may actually be the very place of your destiny. It may be the platform for His glory through your life. Look at Romans 8:28. It promises us, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. God's not interested in building your fame. He's interested in shaping your faith. He's not looking for your platform. He's looking for your surrender. And only then will you know the peace that comes from walking in His will. Only then will you find the deepest joy and purpose your soul was designed for. A call to humility and trust. Let this story serve as a reminder. God's version of greatness often begins in surrender, and His promotion often comes through humility. The tree that wanted to be admired became the cross. The one that wanted to carry greatness became the vessel for Jesus' voice, and the one who wanted to house royalty held the infant Savior. Their dreams were not denied. They were transformed. Finally, in James 4:10, it says, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up." So today, let us release our expectations and say, "God, not my will, but yours be done." May we trade our dreams for His divine purpose. May we trust that even when we're cut down, He is still writing a beautiful story, a better story than we ever imagined. Father, help me surrender my dreams, my timing, and my plans to You. Shape me into what You want me to be. Use my life, even my disappointments, for Your glory. I trust that You are working even when I don't understand. Thank You for turning broken pieces into sacred purposes. In Jesus' name, I pray You make it a Jesus-filled day.